It's the 250th episode of Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy. We also broke 250,000 downloads in October, so it's milestones all around. Thank you so much for your support. For our second November episode, we're continuing our Wars of the 20th Century theme with Vietnam War trivia. As a Gen Xer, I grew up with adults that fought in this war and heard so many firsthand tales of what it was like. If you served, thank you for your service. I know it was brutal. With that said, let's get this show started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What president oversaw the bulk of the U.S.'s involvement in Vietnam from 1963 through 1968? Lyndon Johnson. Number 2. Who was U.S. president at the end of the Vietnam War? Richard Nixon. Number 3. What city's fall marked the end of the U.S. presence in Vietnam? The fall of Saigon. Number 4. What future U.S. senator spent 5.5 years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam? John McCain. Number 5. VC was short for what armed group? The Viet Cong. Number 6. What European nation controlled much of Vietnam and other countries in the region from 1947 to 1954? France. You'll hear French words scattered throughout the Vietnamese language. Number 7. What was the capital of North Vietnam? Hanoi. It's now the capital of Vietnam. Number 8. 4 U.S. students were killed at a protest at what U.S. school in 1970? Kent State University. Number 9. What fictional character fought alongside Bubba and Lieutenant Dan in Vietnam? Forrest Gump. Number 10. Robin Williams played Adrian Cronauer in what 1987 movie about a DJ during the war? Good Morning Vietnam. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What incident in August 1964 led to an escalation of hostilities between North Vietnam and the U.S.? The Gulf of Tonkin Incident. Number 2. What 1989 musical is set in Vietnam and is based on Puccini's opera, Madama Butterfly? Miss Saigon. Number 3. What 1986 war film starred Tom Berenger, Willem Dafoe, and Charlie Sheen? platoon. Number 4, speaking of platoon, what Vietnam vet wrote and directed the film? Oliver Stone. He received several honors for his service, including the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. Number 5, what U.S. presidential candidate, senator, and Secretary of State served aboard the USS Gridley during the Vietnam War? John Kerry. Number 6, Operation Ranch Hand unleashed tons of what carcinogenic herbicide and defoliant all over Southeast Asia? Agent Orange. Number 7, who was the leader of the communist forces in Vietnam? Ho Chi Minh. Number 8, U.S. troops committed mass murder in what incident in March 1968? The My Lai Massacre. Between 347 and 504 civilians were killed. Number 9, named after the Lunar New Year, what North Vietnamese attack began in January 1968? The Tet Offensive. Number 10, who commanded the U.S. forces in Vietnam from 1964 to 1968? General William Westmoreland. The Nerdy Round. Number 1, what 3 countries border Vietnam? Cambodia, Laos, and China. Number 2, in what year did U.S. troops finally leave Vietnam? 1975. Number 3, what battle marked the end of French occupation in the region? The Battle of Dien Bien Phu. Number 4, how many U.S. presidents oversaw U.S. troops in Vietnam? 4. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon. Number 5. Following its fall, Saigon was renamed what? Ho Chi Minh City. Number 6. What U.S. newspaper released the Pentagon Papers in 1971? The New York Times. It was a landmark moment for U.S. attitudes toward the war and cemented the ability for U.S. journalists to keep their sources confidential. Number 7, who was the leader of the Soviet Union during most of the Vietnam War? Leonid Brezhnev. Number 8, what celebrity newlyweds had a bed-in protest in 1969? John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Number 9. What treaty alliance was formed in 1954 to block communist expansion in Europe? CETO, or the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. It was dissolved in 1977. Number 10. Peter Seeger penned and sang what popular protest song in 1966? Bring 'em Home. He would later adapt the song to protest wars in the Middle East. And we're done. How'd you do? I know I spent a lot of time studying this war in high school. I wonder if younger generations spent as much time on it, or if it's faded enough to be just history. Let me know on social media. I'll be back here next week with another 30 questions. Here's a little hint. What war began in the Middle East on August 2nd, 1990? This will be our last 20th century war trivia episode for the month. I promise we'll have something fun to finish out November. This was episode 250 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sometimes I wish I'd lost a leg or something. Everyone can understand that. They never get it when what's been broken is inside your head. 5 years after an unspeakable tragedy that changed him forever, Gordy Allen has made a new home with his half-brother, Kevin. Their arrangement works since Kevin is the only person who can protect Gordy at school and keep him focused on getting his life back on track. But just when it seems like things are becoming normal, Gordy's biological father comes back into the picture, demanding a place in his life. Now there's nothing to stop Gordy from falling into a tailspin that could cost him everything, including his relationship with Sarah, the first girl he's trusted with the truth. With his world spinning out of control, the only one who can help Gordy is himself, if he can find the strength to confront the past and take back his future. These Gentle Wounds by Helene Dunbar was named one of the best YA books of 2014 and is on Epic Reads' list of 20 books that will change your view of the world. These Gentle Wounds is available now on Audible and iTunes.